friends, welcome back. Welcome to Say What She the podcast. I'm your new best friend, giving you my take on all of your secrets, situations, celebrity gossip, and reality TV. Let's do this. We are long overdue. Man, things have changed since the last time I have gotten to talk to you. This COVID-19 is just taking over the world and scary times right now, right? My kid has been out of school for, 3 weeks now? She was on spring break the week before they closed school. So she had her full week off of school, and then we got email, text, Skype, I mean everything. They send all of the messages, every avenue is pretty hilarious, stating that the kids will not be returning to school to try to prevent the spread of this COVID-19. And gosh, like I said, we're on week three now, I believe. Three, maybe four. It's been crazy. My husband works from home, so that's been nice. I am what you call essential healthcare personnel, so I have been having to go in, and that's been okay, but kind of stressful just because my family, both of them, my daughter and my husband, are asthmatic, so they can't get this virus. I mean, nobody can really afford to get it, but they're at a higher risk for, you know, some pretty serious outcomes if they were to get it. So it kind of stinks that I still have to go to work, but I get it. It's what I signed up for, what I went to school for, so it is what it is. The other thing that worries me is I'm my dad's caretaker, and as many of you know, my dad, he had some heart issues, pretty much died in my guest bedroom, died a few times, has a new pacemaker put in now, he's doing well, but he has those underlying heart conditions, so he's at risk, and it's worrying me. He's had him quarantined now for several weeks, and he's just living his best life in his apartment, and we talk every day, so he is all well. He's fine. You know, he's getting up there in age, so he just feels like he's good at home anyway. But yeah, everything's getting locked down. If you don't know, I'm in the good old state of Nebraska. We're kind of one of the last people to shut down completely. If we shut down completely, I have a feeling it's coming, but we haven't gotten there yet. New York is shut down. I believe California, the bigger cities are shut down. But let me tell you something that Corona did take from me. I was supposed to go to Chicago last weekend to meet Jody from Reality TV podcast and also the Moms and Murder podcast ladies. I was so sad that I had to cancel my trip for that. I was so excited to meet them, you know, finally meet Jody in person and hang out in Chicago. I was going to go alone and just shop and do my thing and just live my best life. And Corona said, no, thank you. So with that, let me tell you what happened with that. I spent, a few hundred bucks on a plane ticket to get to Chicago. Spent about $150 on a rental to have there so I didn't have to Uber alone. I paid for the Moms and Murder ticket, of course, to see their show that I'm so sad isn't happening or didn't happen. But Southwest was great. You know, yeah, we're gonna credit this. You can use these tickets later or towards something else, another trip, whenever everything is normal again. Moms and Murder had their refund options for the tickets. And Hotwire. Let me tell you about Hotwire. If you are not familiar with Hotwire, don't be familiar with Hotwire. But let me tell you what happened. So Hotwire is like this third party, I guess you can say, company that they get the best deals from the different type of car rentals. And I think they also do airfare and hotels as well. Well, you go on there and you see like what their hot rates are. So I ended up getting like a nice full-size car for about $150 for the 3 days at the airport. That way I could just get off my plane, go there, pick it up, be good to go, check into the hotel, done. So apparently whenever you get these hot deals, there are no refunds, no cancellations, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. I can deal with that. I'm getting pretty good value for my buck. I can roll with that. If I cancel, that's on me. Okay. But with all of this COVID stuff going on and people advising no traveling and everybody else in the world is being so lenient in saying, hey, we understand that you should not be, or we want to enforce that you don't travel at this time. we're going to go ahead and give you a credit or refund your money, whatever. Do you know that Hotwire was not budging? So when you book with Hotwire, you don't know what company you're going to go with. Like, you don't know if you'll get National, Alamo, Enterprise, whatever car rental places. You don't know who they are or what company it is until you pay for it, until you book it, right? So we ended up getting the car, or I ended up getting the car with National. And so first I got an email from Hotwire, because before I even got the email, I was like, okay, I got the email from Southwest. I got the email from the venue, the winery, City Winery, I think is what it was called, where Moms and Murder were going to be. So I was like, I'll just go on Hotwire's website and see what's going on. And as soon as you go on there, it's got the, you know, the big flag of the COVID stuff and we're going to help you and blah, blah, blah. And then right underneath it, it says, if you booked your car on a hot deal, basically sorry for you. So I was like, okay, well, maybe something will change in the next few days, blah, blah, blah. So then I end up getting this email on like a Saturday morning and it says, we understand what's going on with the COVID-19 and travel restrictions. So go ahead and click here to try to request a refund or a credit to use at a later date. Fabulous. So I do that. I tell them I'm not going to be going anymore. Everything's been canceled. There's no reason for my trip. I would love a refund or a credit back. You know, right now everything is uncertain in this economy right now. So I get it. We don't want to give you your money back, but guess what? You can use it at a different date. I'm fine with that because we travel a lot. I will definitely be using this credit at some point. Anyway, a few days later, my husband goes, hey, did you cancel that car? And I said, oh, I did, but I haven't heard anything back. And when I did submit that, I got an email back, or no, I didn't get an email back. Something said, like, after you submit it, it said, like, you'll be hearing from us within 2 to 3 business days. So at that point, when my husband asked about it, I said, no, I didn't get anything back. So I was like, can you go on a chat and ask them? So he did that. And do you know, these people were disrespectful, first of all. They were so rude. And I get it, they're busy. You probably got grumpy people. But you know what? You got grumpy people dealing with you because you're not doing the right thing. You're not treating your customers right. So anyhow, the guy on Hotwire tells my husband, you need to call National. They are the ones that hold the contract. We can't do anything. It's up to them. Okay, fine. So I end up calling National. The guy is super rude. And so I go, you know what? Can I speak to somebody higher than you? Because this is out of my hands. This is not me just saying, no, I can't go because I have a sore throat or I don't feel like it. They're requesting us to not travel and I want to abide by that. Basically, we get the runaround and the guy's all like, you have to contact Hotwire. We don't hold the contract. So basically, they're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, telling us it's not us, it's them, it's not us, it's them. So long story short, I'm out of $150. Nobody cares. They're not doing anything about it, but they lost a customer. We use Hotwire a lot, and I really hope that you would reconsider using Hotwire if you do, because in something that's like a national disaster, like what we are facing right now, they did not. So use other types of booking services. Hotwire is not where you want to go, in my opinion. End rant. All right. What should we talk about? It has been so long and I've put some questions in the Facebook group. Let's start with some fun apps and stuff. In wake of this coronavirus, you have to get kind of creative with how you see your friends. And let's do kind of a PSA right here. Depression is real. And people who are stuck in the house are struggling. A lot of our friends are struggling that are inside of the house all of the time. So what can we do to lift our spirits and still be able to have our hangout time, still be able to feel like we are connecting and connected with the people that we love? Because right now we all should be quarantined. We should be in our homes. We should not be out at the grocery stores. We should not be out shopping. We should not be out at the lake hanging out. We should be practicing our safe distance, our social distancing. What is it? 6 feet. We should be doing those things, because the sooner that we can do that and bring down the amount of the virus that is spreading, the sooner we can get back to our regularly scheduled programs, aka lives. So how do we do this and still feel connected and still feel like we're not so trapped? there are so many different apps that I've discovered and that I'm now a part of. My favorite one is on Facebook. You can just, I'm not sure how to do it because I was added to one, but you can video chat. Like, I don't know how many people, but we had four friends on this video chat and we could see each other and we got to see the kids and say hi to spouses, that type of thing. It was so great. We all poured ourselves up a drink. I'm going to take a sip right now. I'm drinking that Smirnoff like zero with the, they have the different flavors. I think this one's like apple, pear, berry, something like that. You got to try it if you haven't. It's pretty good. Zero sugars, minus or less than one carb. There you go. Try it. It's delicious. Comes in a pack with different flavors in it. It's pretty good. Back on keto, FYI. So that's why I'm drinking this and not my wine. Trying to be good. I am day three of keto. And I've been going on a walk every day too. Anyway, I digress. So it's because I haven't talked to you guys in so long. So just thanks for being here. Let's keep chatting. So yeah, I was pulled into this Facebook video chat thing and amazing. That was so cool, so fun. It's kind of like Snapchat too. You can put different pictures of yourself, you know, bunny ears, whatever, pick your poison, that type of thing. It was pretty cool. So there's also this Zoom, which my job is using now for video visits for providers to see their patients. We are moving towards, and just like majority of the hospitals and clinics across the country, moving to a video system so that you can see your doctor and be helped, but from your home. And that's for the protection of everybody. You don't want to get this. You don't want to spread this. You know, you just want to be as safe as possible. So me and my team, lots of healthcare workers across the country are just working our butts off trying to get these things implemented into our EHRs, our electronic health systems, records type of thing. Working hard to get that stuff implemented in there. And so we're using Zoom in my organization to where it's a lot like Skype, if you don't know what it is, but you can video chat with your provider now. But aside from doing that with your provider or healthcare, you know, visits, you can do that with friends. You can invite them to Skype and video chat with them. If you don't have FaceTime, or if you have FaceTime and your friend has Android, I think there's another app out there. I think it's called WhatsApp, or there's some other something there that people can download and connect and see each other. You know what? I challenge you to have a couple of these video chats at least a couple times a week. I say do one a week, even if it's a quick 5-minute chat with somebody that you usually talk to or you usually see on a regular basis. Or, you know, you've got friends on Facebook. I've got friends on Facebook that I've never met in real life. You know, contact them and say, hey, can we have a conversation? Can we just chat? I just need some normalcy. What are you doing? What are you reading? What are you watching? We should be having these kinds of conversations, right? So let's engage and let's try to help each other through this. In the RealiTV Facebook group that I am a part of, if you love 90 Day Fiancé, Married at First Sight, all of that stuff, you want to join this group. Jody's podcast is great and she's much better than me. She records and she gets those episodes out every week. So worth the download. So in our Facebook group, one of our good friends, Holly, posted some things to get through the quarantine. And I just think that was such a great idea. People just coming together, posting recipes, talking about different shows that they're watching. You know, if you're not a part of that Facebook group, do that on your Facebook page. On my personal page, I've been doing things like, you know, those different questionnaires, your top 5 movies, 50 things about you. I've been trying to do a lot of those because I enjoy reading them and it kind of breaks up all of the bad news that we're seeing on our feeds. I'm sure you're seeing it too. All the corona deaths, all the people, more cases confirmed, all the yucky stuff. Yes, it's real life. Yes, it's happening. Yes, we should be informed, but not constantly. That's really negative and it brings you to a negative place. So I think it's really important to break that up with some happy stuff. Pictures of your animals, pictures of your kids, pictures of nature. Whatever it is that makes you happy and brings you some type of positivity, do that. Please do that and tag me in it. I would love to see that kind of thing. I need to start posting more too because that is something that I like to do. I see something and I post it to share it with others, just kind of as a reminder that, hey, we're all in this together. Things are not as bad as they could be, and we just got to keep our positivity and keep ourselves and our friends uplifted. We can do it, right, y'all? All right, we are, gosh, like 15 minutes into the episode, and we haven't done anything that we typically do. But I was sitting here having my adult beverage, and I just felt like I just wanted to chat for a little while. So let's do something that we typically do, post secrets, and let's see if we can find some that will relate to our current state right now. All right, first one I see is called The Great Indoors. Working from home finally allows me to burst out crying due to my PTSD without freaking everyone out. You know what? I'm glad that you have that space to go ahead and cry it out because crying is good for you, but don't cry for too long. You get to cry, it's okay to not be okay. And then you figure out how you move forward or how you find your happy. Get those tears out and live your best life. It's okay. And I'm glad that you have that time and that just that time to be able to get those tears out and be your authentic self. And if you're at work and you need to cry, it's okay to step away, spend some time in your car, do what you have to do. But also, when you do that, find the beauty in whatever you're doing or find the happy in whatever you're doing. Don't live in that sad space all of the time. Okay, I found one that's not really quarantine appropriate, so to speak, but this is kind of my life and why I decided I needed to start back on keto and moving around and exercising a little more. I eat more food between the hours of 9 to 11 p.m. than I do for the entire rest of the day. Yeah, me too, except I eat all the rest of the day too. But for some reason, I am a snacker and it is a real thing, a real sickness, so to speak. I just wake up in the middle of the night and I eat. And no, 9 to 11 is not in the middle of the night for most people, but it is for me who likes to be in bed by 8:30. Pre-quarantine, I used to go to bed when my kid used to go to bed, or at least she was, headed that way for the rest of the night. I've always been an early bird. I wake up in a 6 o'clock hour, no matter what time I go to sleep. Sometimes I can get back to sleep if I want to, but most of the time I'll just get up and do my thing. And then I go to bed super early. And so I get this. Hey, if you are snacking or you're eating too much between 9 and 11, that's really late for your body. I guess depending on what time you usually go to sleep. If you want to change that, then there are ways to change it. You can even go online nowadays and or find apps that'll kind of redirect you or even try fasting. That's something that I like to do too. Is if I know that I cannot eat between a certain amount of hours, it's like my brain knows, and you don't eat, try fasting. That's what I would do. Let's find one more. Ooh, this is a good one. Check on your friends. Seriously, do it. I love it. That kind of goes along with everything that we've been saying. Check on your friends. It's good for them and it's good for you. You need that socialization. We are humans. We need that human interaction. So make sure that you are checking on your friends. Even if they don't want to talk or they don't feel like it, call them anyway. Are they going to ignore you? If they do ignore you, I'm sure they'll text you. If they're busy, just keep trying. And if one friend doesn't answer, go to the next. And if you need friends, start adding people on Facebook that look normal. I mean, that's what this 2020 is anyway. That's what we do. We are the social media generation. There are so many ways to get friends. Find a group, find a group that's like you. Think of something that you are into that you want to talk to others about. People like you. People need people. And there is potential for everybody to have friendships. So let's all be friends. Let's do the right thing. Let's be lost in love. Let's do this people thing. Let's see if we have any good gossip right now on the interwebs. Oh, I cannot believe I have not talked to you guys about Tiger King. You all, if you have not seen the Netflix docuseries, Tiger King, wake up. get your mind out of quarantine, watch that show, thank me later. Put the kids to bed or make sure they are engrossed in some screen of something else. Whatever you need to do, watch Tiger King. It is the best thing my little eyes have ever seen. Just when you think that things couldn't get any crazier, they do. I mean, you've got Tiger King, Joe Exotic, who is self-proclaimed gay hillbilly or something like that. This man has two husbands, two young husbands. They all love the meth. One of his husbands missing all kinds of teeth. Majority of the teeth it missing. Just a big missage of the teeth. It's nuts. And then come to find out that his two husbands are not even gay. So that was interesting. Then you've got Carol Baskins, who clearly killed her husband and fed them to her tigers. Just when you think it can't get any crazier, you've got like this pimp tiger guy. He's got all the wives and girlfriends and money, I think. Then you've got a guy with two prosthetic legs. So then you've got a cool down-to-earth zookeeper lady chick with one arm. And a little bit of backstory there. She had her arm bitten off by a tiger, and the doctor said, hey, we can reattach your arm and you're going to have a couple years or so of rehab, you know, to get that together and reconstructive surgery. She said, no, thank you. I need to get back to the tigers. Yep, she has elected to have one arm for the rest of her life. Insane. And then our friend Joe Exotic, he ran for president. He also ran for governor. I mean, I can't make this stuff up. I mean, even if you had the best mind, you could not make this up. And the fact that it's real life is unbelievable. So I'm going to leave you with that. And maybe we'll talk about that later. I think that this is going to be it, guys. Are we going to wrap it up for now? It was so great to talk to you, get some things off my chest. Been waiting and wanting to get an episode out to you. And it just, life. Life is just a mess. So I did record an episode with a good friend of mine, one of my best friends from junior high school, and we talked about the Love is Blind episode series. I think that one was on Netflix as well. I will get that edited and out to you soon. I am going to be recording with Carrie from Sip and Shine podcast next week, so you should have a couple episodes from that pretty soon too. Stick with me, guys. I know that I have not been consistent with this podcast, so just think of it when you see that this has been updated, just think of it as a special treat from me, from your angels above. Thanks for hanging out with me this week. I hope this next week is full of love, laughter, light, and quarantine. Add me on social media at Say What She She and join our Facebook group at the same name to keep up with me in between our time together. Do you have a question for me or want my take on things? You can DM me on social media or submit it anonymously at saywhatsheshe.com. Please don't forget to leave a 5-star review so more friends can find and join us. Until we talk again, bye, friends.